We're going to have another crisis coming up very quickly in terms of our hospital services, as the services start to reopen and start to re-deliver the services. And like, you know, the outpatient clinics and stuff like that are going to only be able fit to see maybe a third of the people that they've been seeing prior to this. So our waiting lists are just going to get longer and longer and longer. So I think right away now, I think we have to start discussing about seeing people on Saturdays, working up to maybe 8 o'clock at night from 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning or something like that, to try and just get the level of, we won't even get the level of appointments that we had prior to this, but to stop our waiting list going through the roof, it's going to be really serious and it's going to be a big problem. And what I want to ask is, and will the money be made available, and will hospitals be able to do that to actually deal with the less in the future?
I think you've also raised a very pertinent issue in relation to our hospital services, and I'm conscious when I'm talking about the future, at some point this House is going to elect a government, and some of these questions will obviously fall to that government. But my own view of the world, for what it's worth, is that we are going to need to look at a new ways of doing things in the health service. It's no longer things that, you know, would be nice if we did things in a new way. It's actually going to be essential, because you are entirely right. Things like telemedicine that we've been talking about for years is now happening. It's now happening. We'll need it to continue happening. The idea that every outpatient appointment, which you referenced, would need to go to the hospital, when actually some might be able to be seen in community assessment hubs or primary care. So I fully agree with you. I think it's a big body of work. It's going to fall principally, to me currently, but principally to the new government and committees who scrutinise the work of that government in terms of how we, so as make Sláinte Care happen in that regard. And I think the advantage is we do have a blueprint from Sláinte Care in terms of how some of these things should be brought about. So I'm very happy to keep in touch with you on that.